The first reading is an abridged version of two passages from The Bell, Its Origin, History and Uses, which was written in 1848 by the Reverend Dr. Alfred Gatty, who was the vicar of Ecclesfield from 1839 to 1903. I will just let you know that he refers to Mr. Mears, who at the time was the proprietor of the Whitechapel Bell Foundry. We believe that church bells are seldom hung without some sort of celebration, which is generally more jovial than religious in its character, and what our own eyes have seen we will briefly describe. The reader is, of course, aware that by law the parishioners are bound to supply bells with ropes, the fulfilment of which duty, notwithstanding the great expense attending it, is generally popular. For the people like to have a good peal in their old parish church. Here and there, however, a churl may be found to echo the sentiment contained in the following stanza. Disturbers of the human race, your bells are always ringing. I wish the ropes were round your necks and you upon them swinging. Mr. Mears then receives an order to replace the old set, which has dwindled into three or four cracked tinklers, by a full peal of eight prime bells. The fine venerable tower is explored by the chiefs of the parish, not such a tower as in modern days has often been reared, and which would stagger under the vibration of a tenor bell weighing 30 hundredweight, but a solid piece of masonry, already at least 300 years old and able to withstand the besieging tempests of five more centuries. The rooks and martins are disturbed in their ancient haunt. A sober owl is with difficulty dislodged. Accumulated rubbish, sufficient to guano some acres, is cleared away. And the explorers remark what a grand bell chamber they have got. What a glorious view there is through the loopholes. And as the wind whistles through them and takes the breath away from the bold gazer over the champagne outside, a feeling of pride and affection for the old church is kindled. The joiner, under directions, has in due time completed his work. The bells are advised as arrived at the railway station, a few miles off. A staunch churchwarden volunteers to conduct them to their destined home, and a triumphal reception is determined on. Two wagons decorated with boughs of evergreens and drawn by teams of grey horses bedizened with ribbons set out for the merry peal and return in the fine afternoon with their welcome load. The shouts of the multitude greet their arrival, and at the ancient public house on the village green, the procession comes to a stand. Then commences the profane christening. In one of the bells, which has been inverted for the purpose, mine host mixes a motley compound of beer, rum, etc., which is liberally dispensed to the good-humoured bystanders. The bell founder's representative is busy on the occasion, and in the treble has a more delicate mixture, from which he offers a libation to the more distinguished persons in the company. Thus the festival proceeds, and if timely arrested, no evil can arise from it. Indeed, the bells ascend in due course to their lofty settlement, with more hearty good wishes from the people than if it had not taken place. In dismissing the subject of church bells and peal ringing for some lighter notices, in conclusion of our task, we gladly pay a tribute of notice to the extraordinary enthusiasm which seems universally to animate all who are ever induced to take an interest in bells. And yet, though the Sabbath peal may now draw but few to the old church, and even the lead which covers its sacred roof may not be safe from the spoiler's fingers, the ringers themselves retain, nevertheless, all the pride and fondness for their art which have ever belonged to it. They may prove, indeed, an awkward set for the authorities to manage. though living so much in the church, they may be the rarest attendants at its services, and possibly they may sometimes revive their exhausted strength in the belfry by potations of ale immoderately deep. But for devotion to their vocation, they are most remarkable, and in a world too generally cold and heartless, highly to be commended.